Well, it's time for part two of that classic rock show, so welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Huntley Community Radio, where we play the greatest music of all time. In today's show, we are featuring a lineup of great progressive rock bands. As a result, we call today's show Pragapalooza.
And it's free. Or you have to pay to get into Lollapalooza, so...
So, Mark, tell us about the next prog rock band.
Okay, well, you cannot talk about progressive rock without including Jethro Tull. The original band formed in 1967, and they began actually as a British blues-style outfit, much like early Cream. But after original guitarist Mick Abrahams left, Tull became more musically complex, and they became much more identified with Ian Anderson's gasping flute solos. And I'm sure if you've heard him play, you know he gasps a lot. And, of course, his unmistakable vocals and his Dickensian stage garb.
Once again, I saw Ian Anderson on the Dan Rather show, and they asked him why did he take flute lessons. He said, no, he was self-taught, but he used to play guitar. But then he saw Eric Clapton in performance, and he thought, I better take up another instrument because I'm never going to be
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was on the Dan Rather interview.
Cool story.
So the original guitarist, Mick Abrahams, was replaced by guitarist Martin Barr, and he spent 43 years with Jethro Tull before moving on to a solo career, and he won a Grammy Award, too. And I had the privilege of photographing Martin a couple times, and he was kind enough to give our book a photo endorsement. Very nice man. Very short.
Very short, yeah.
Yeah. The band was also known for Ian Anderson, his lyrics, which served as a vehicle for his humorous and sardonic views on society and personal matters.
You know, and to this day, Jim, the 1970 album Benefit is really one of my favorite Tull albums. So here is a song off that album titled With You There to Help Me.
The ones that I know with all my
That was With You There to Help Me by Jethro Tull. So, Jim, our next band is some type of orchestra, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's called Electric Light Orchestra.
Okay.
This band comes from England, another one, and their music has been described as symphonic power pop. The Electric Light Orchestra, also known as ELO, fused mid-period Beatles with classical arrangements that led to enormous commercial success throughout the 70s.
Yeah, they were formed in 1970, and ELO was actually an outgrowth of an eccentric art pop band that was only popular in England called The Move. And at the center of it all was guitarist and composer Jeff Lynne, who later became a sought-after producer and a member of the supergroup, The Traveling Wilburys.
Love The Traveling Wilburys. What was that other guy? He was in the Beatles, is in the Traveling Wilburys.
George guy?
Harrison George.
Yeah, Harrison George, yeah.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
L'Angelo Mysterioso.
Yeah, that's right. ELO was known for a bevy of hit songs such as Evil Woman, Don't Bring Me Down, Do Ya, Strange Magic, which I love, Living Thing, and Showdown. Showdown's a good song, too.
Yeah.
But today we are featuring their debut album, 10538. Did I pronounce that right? 10538?
Yeah.
Okay.
Overture.
Overture off the 1972 album, No Answer. The song's title's first four numbers represent the serial number of the desk where Jeff Lynne wrote the song during the days with The Move. So let's listen to this song.
Thank you.
That was ELO's debut single, 105.38 Overture. Well, our next band is very important to Jim, not just because of their music, but because Jim became an acquaintance with the band's original keyboard player, Mike Pinder. In fact, Mike is pictured in our book and was kind enough to provide a written endorsement.
Yeah, that was very nice. I'm a nice guy. Once again, England is home to another historic prog rock band whose beginnings were quite unusual. The Moody Blues formed in 1964 with members who began their careers backing legendary American bluesmen touring England. As the band became more sophisticated, they were the object of religious-like devotion by misguided fans who took their music and lyrics way, 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 way too seriously.
That's true. By the way, they did finally make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018. But the Moody Blues is also enjoyed has also enjoyed enormous appeal with over 75 million albums sold and many memorable singles. And songs like Nights in White Satin found their way into many movie soundtracks as well as TV shows and product ads. But today, let's play the song Gypsy from their 1969 album titled For Our Children's Children's Children's. They should have just titled the album For Our Great-Grandchildren. That would have been a lot easier. Let's listen.
A gypsy of a strange and distant time, traveling in panic, all directions blind, aching with the warmth of a burning sun, freezing in the emptiness of where he come from.
You are listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time. Well, next to the Beatles, Rolling Stones, and Led Zeppelin, there was no bigger act in rock music than Pink Floyd. Their 30 studio and live albums have sold over, get this, 250 million copies. And that doesn't even include DVDs and digital downloads. And their incredible light shows and stage props were the stuff of legend.
And among those 30 or so albums was the record-breaking Dark Side of the Moon. It spent almost 19 years, think of that, on and off Billboard's top 200 albums charts, and 14 of those years were consecutive.
Yeah, and that is a record. Pink Floyd began as an underground curiosity formed in the mid-1960s in London, but by the end of 1968, the eccentric co-founder Syd Barrett departed and was replaced by guitarist vocalist David Gilmour. The rest is history, including the band's well-documented infighting. But today, let's focus on their musical greatness. So here's the song Welcome to the Machine off the 1975 album Wish You Were Here. And of course, the U was a shout out to their talented but psychologically compromised co-founder, Syd Barrett. Well, that was a little shortened version of the song for time purposes. To fully enjoy that song, I hope everyone had their headphones on.
You know, I'm melting in my seat here. I am so relaxed now.
Are you?
I'm melting. I'm slouched, you know. But you know what? I'm going to liven it up.
All right.
I got the next band coming up. They're called Emerson, Lake & Palmer. You know where they're from, Mark?
Moldova.
The heck is Moldova?
I don't know. Moldova was in the news lately. So they're not from Moldova.
I have no idea what Moldova is.
It's a country in Europe.
I thought it was a cream for acne. No. Well, they're from England, of course. Emerson, Lake & Palmer were formed in 1970, and for 9 years, their musicianship, material, stage flamboyance raised the bar to a new level. They were a bona fide supergroup and a power trio who put keyboards and percussion ahead of guitars, but their strengths also hastened their demise.
Yeah, it is, Jim, and critics were pretty hard on the band. They say that ELP's excesses paved the way for punk music, the punk music backlash, but I think that's way too much blame to lay on three gifted musicians. I prefer to focus on their unique contributions to the world of music. For example, they introduced a generation of rockers to composers like Mussorgsky, Ginastera, and Aaron Copland. And Keith Emerson, of course, was a pioneering user of Robert Moog's invention, the Moog synthesizer.
Yeah, just a tremendous talent. But let's not forget Greg Lake's acoustic ballads and his painstaking production and his great vocal range. What a beautiful voice the man had. It's what gives ELP's music wide appeal. But today, let's focus on the incredible keyboard work of Mr. Keith Emerson and the drumming of the incomparable Carl Palmer, who still tours. Here is ELP's version of Aaron Copland's Hoedown. I told you we're going to speed it up a little here. And Keith Emerson just blows me away on this song. So from their 1972 album Trilogy comes Hoedown. I feel like going running a mile now in under 4 minutes.
You can
after
do that
song. No, I can't, but I feel like it after that song.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show, and I'm certain we left out some of your favorite prog rock acts. But we're going to close out here with another band from England. They were named after a friend's cat. That would be Procol Harum, and the song is Conquistador.
So I hope you join us every week on Mondays from 6:30 to 7:30 and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the Mighty 101.5 FM in Huntley. You can listen to our archive shows anytime you want. So thank you for listening, everybody. Conquistador.
your stallion stands in need of company. Like some angel's haloed brow, you reek of purity. I see your armor-plated breast has long since lost its sheen. And in your death mask face, there are no signs which can be seen. Though I hope for something to find, I can see no place to unwind. Conquistador of vulture sits upon your silver sheen. In your rusty scabbard now, sand has taken sea. And though your jewel encrusted blade has not been plundered still,